terrible. Laura's upstairs.
Yeah, I know. I just called her. Boy, nobody slams a phone down like Laura. Eddie?
Move, Steve.
You think I need a new approach?
Wouldn't hurt. Now, if you could dance like Bobby Brown, you might have a shot. The babes love him. Sometimes I'm so clever, I scare myself.
Hey, Eddie, I think I got it.
It's a rare condition. Paper page, love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity.
You have asked me what to get my brother Darryl for his 40th birthday. I've known Darryl my whole life. He's my big brother. And I'm here to tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I never liked him.
I thought you liked Darryl.
Well, I do, Mama. These are just jokes.
Oh, jokes.
Remember the roast for my birthday? Darryl did the same thing to me.
Yes, but when he did it, it was funny.
Harriet, you think my jokes are funny, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you like that one, you're gonna love this one.
Carl, before I split a gut, let's go and say goodbye to the kids.
Oh, wait a minute, Harriet, wait a minute. Now, I'm not too sure about this. It's a big step leaving the kids alone, especially with Eddie in charge.
Oh, honey, they'll be fine. Come on.
Well, what do we have here?
Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and string beans.
Edward is cooking dinner? Maybe I should call 911 now and make a reservation.
Dad, I've got everything under control. You know, being a parent is easy.
And all these years, we've been making it tough.
Now, Judy, Laura, while we're gone, Edward is in charge.
You're putting Eddie in charge? Do you want a moment to reflect on this?
And while we're gone, there ought to be no friends in the house.
Don't worry, Dad. The only person who might come over is Rodney. And I know you don't mean Rodney.
Especially Rodney. Now, son, I want you to promise me. No friends.
All right. I promise. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to check on my Bernays sauce.
Well, does somebody want to help me?
Rachel, what do you have in here?
Those are little Richie's things. You know, the stuff I have to take to the babysitter. His teddy bear and his little blanket and his rubber ducky and his little gems.
Rachel, we're only going for one night.
Oh, Harriet, I know, but we've never been apart. I mean, what if Richie wakes up in a strange bed in a strange room and sees a stranger? What if he forgets what I look like? Go ahead without me. I can't do it.
Rachel, I know it's hard leaving your baby for the first time, but after that, it gets a lot easier.
Can you wait?
No, I want to.
Believe me.
All right, but we're going to stop every 15 minutes so I can call the sitter and check on little Richie. Now, come on, let's hurry up and go so I can hurry up and stop. Come on.
This is going to be a swell trip.
I guess overcooked it a little.
Maybe it'll taste better with the béarnaise sauce.
It's already on there. Hand me that steak knife.
Pizza man.
It's Rodney. We're saved.
You heard what Dad said. We can't let anybody in. You promised.
What would you rather eat, pizza or a charcoal loaf?
Let the man in.
Hi, everyone. I heard Eddie was cooking, so I figured you might need some first aid.
Look, Rodney, after meet, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. I promised my dad I wouldn't have anyone over tonight.
Even me?
Especially you.
Oh. I see you got my mother's recipe for meatloaf.
I really wish we hadn't gotten off the main highway.
Trust me, Harriet. This is my special shortcut.
What kind of shortcut is this? This is a dirt road.
This is not a dirt road. It's got some gravel and some grass. Besides, it's the fastest, most direct route to Sheboygan.
You're lost, aren't you, Carl?
I am not lost, Mama. I'm just not sure where I am. There is a difference. Rachel, hit that light for me, please, while I check my map.
Carl, that's not a map. That's a napkin.
I know it's a napkin. Howard Simpson drew it for me at the taco stand.
Is that Sheboygan?
No, that's hot sauce.
Carl, where are we?
Harriet, I'm finding it. I am finding it.
Carl, how many times have I told you there are no shortcuts in life?
About a billion times, Mama. Here we are. We'll be in Sheboygan in a half an hour.
Oh, good.
The car won't start.
Very funny, Carl. Now, get us out of here.
I'm serious. The car won't start.
Five sons, and I've never missed a birthday until tonight.
You know, I knew I never should have left little Richie at that sitter's. When I was leaving, I swear he said, Mama, don't go to Sheboygan.
He said Sheboygan?
Look, everything will be just fine. Now, I saw a gas station a couple of miles back. I'll just walk there, have them bring me back in their tow truck, and we'll get the car started and we'll go to the party.
Carl, you can't walk all the way back there. It's dark and it's freezing outside.
You want to go?
Here's the flashlight.
It's them.
Who?
Well, when I was at the pizzeria, I mentioned to a few people that this is where I'd be.
Yeah? But they're not coming in and you're going out.
Hey, it's your house.
I can imagine the kind of people you met at the pizzeria.
Hi.
Hello.
You must be Eddie. You're even cuter than Rodney said.
Come in, girls. Come on in.
Eddie, what are you doing? So, you guys want to watch the new Janet Jackson video?
Sure. I'll be right there. You guys go ahead. Yes! Thank you! Thank you! Well, this seemed very nice.
If you're having friends over, I'm having friends over.
You're not gonna tell Mom and Dad about this, are you?
Not if the price is right.
Hey, Lamar, come on in.
Hey, Rodney. I hope you don't mind. I brought a few friends.
Hey, mi casa, su casa, dude.
Hey, the party's in here!
Time that you're having this party, and you don't even invite your best friend? No, wait, this is not a party!
Yeah, this is not a party!
Will you get into it?
But this is not a party! This is not a party!
It's the ugly people!
Open the door!
Oh, it's Carl! Sorry. You okay, baby? Where's the tow truck?
There is no tow truck. The gas station was closed.
So, this is where I'm going to die. I wanted to live to see Daryl turn 40. Is that too much to ask for, Carl?
I wanted to live to see little Richie turn one.
Look, there was a phone booth. I called the emergency road service. I told them our car broke down on Highway 180. I said we're easy to spot because we're a couple of miles from the gas station right underneath the Highway 180 sign.
Brilliant, Carl.
That Highway 180 sign is what saved us.
I don't get this. I gave our exact locations. I said we are on the side of the road right underneath the Highway 180 sign. What?
The sign says 130.
Didn't I say 130?
No, you said 180, Carl.
Well, I guess that explains the delay. Look, honey, just don't tell the rest of them, please. You know how I hate looking like a fool in front of my mother.
Fine, let's just get in the car and figure out what to do next.
Well, who are you two doing out there?
Carl gave the wrong highway number. We're back to square one. What's that light?
It's a UFO!
Oh, it's not a UFO. It's the highway patrol.
What's the problem, folks?
Good evening, officer. We, seem to be having a little car trouble.
Where are you folks headed?
Oh, we're on our way to Sheboygan.
On this road? Nobody takes this road to Sheboygan.
See, Harriet? I'm the only one who knows this shortcut.
Who are you?
I'm Steve. I live next door.
Well, do you have any girls with you?
Yeah, in my back pocket.
Get out of my face.
Hi, Eddie. Having a party?
What's your two off, Urkel? Was it the 3 million kids dancing in my living room?
Hi, Laura. I'm going to leave.
piano bitch, what's your problem? Yo, hey, you ready?
Yeah, why?
Something wrong with your water pressure.
This ever happen?
Stay cool. As long as the fight doesn't break out, we're okay.
Fight! Fight the kitchen! Fight the kitchen!
You were never an insult. You were out of bounds.
I was not. It was a touchdown.
All right.
Excuse me, fellas. Excuse me. Thank you. It wasn't that play that cost you the championship. It was your free safety. I mean, the guy's a thief. His man was open all day. He couldn't cover his head with his hat.
That thief you talking about was me.
Actually, it was my dad who said that. He's a very large man who should be here any minute now.
You make me want to puke. You know that?
Any chance of that something you enjoy?
Stop him somewhere!
Hey, come on, guys! No, come on! No, glasses! Glasses! Please, guys! I'll call you, okay, Laura?
Let's play that down over again, Hog!
Anytime!
Let's go!
Yeah!
Hey! This is my house, and I will not allow football in my kitchen!
Shut up!
The ball.
Hey, that's my mother's gravy boat.
Gonna do?
Hey, it was as much my fault as it was yours.
You really mean that?
Yeah, don't worry. No matter what happens, we're in this together.
Dad!
It was all his fault.
Look, Dad, I know what you're thinking, but it's not as bad as it looks.
Pass it! I'm open!
My kitchen! Move! Move, move, move!
All right, this party is over. Everybody out. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. You stay.
Harriet, the bathtub is full of green jello. What in the world went on here?
You'll see. I've got pictures of everything.
I can't believe you did this, Edwin. I backed you up. I trusted you. And then you go and have a party.
They threw a gravy boat through the window.
Why would they do that? They were playing football, Dad.
Let's kill him, Carl. We're still young. We can have both.
Harriet, it's okay. Harriet, it's all right.
Come on, Judy. I don't think you need to be around to hear this.
I didn't mean to have a party. I just let Rodney in with some pizzas.
Son, I told you not to have anyone over while we were gone. You promised me that you wouldn't. And you broke your promise.
Along with everything else in the house.
Son, we don't make these rules up for our health. I mean, there was a reason why we didn't want you to have anybody over while we were gone. Now you found out the hard way.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
I guess this means you're gonna ground us, huh?
Into dust.
Well, look, I think that we're a little too upset to deal with this tonight. So we'll talk about it in the morning. Now, you two upstairs to bed.
Now,
I'll go and see if I can find the other half of my gravy boat.
Boy, what a night.